Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
This is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. This episode, we're talking about, are you sitting on a nail? And it's episode 196. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Are you sitting on a nail? Once upon a time, who doesn't love a good story? The story of the howling dog. So once upon a time, a man was going for a walk and he observed and heard a howling dog which was sitting on a porch beside its owner. So the man was concerned because the dog was howling away, obviously in pain. And the man asked the owner, "What's wrong with your dog?" So the owner responded that, "Oh, that dog, he's sitting on a nail." So obviously the man asked, "Well, why doesn't he move?" To which the owner responded, "Maybe it's not painful enough yet." So this is a neat little story, and obviously there's a moral to the story, and let's see how you relate it to you. So first of all, in your life, what's your nail? What is it that you need to get up off? What do you need to change? Have you settled because you feel your frustration is manageable? Does your dissatisfaction not justify a change of strategy? What is it that you are simply accepting being unhappy about? Maybe there's nobody coming to remove the nail. Maybe nobody is coming to lift you off the nail. Go back, by the way, and listen to episode 195, the one, the previous one to this, DIY Your Life, because I think it gives you some good tips in relation to this issue. So this is a related episode. Is your nail not painful enough yet? Problems not dealt with can compound over time. In other words, they can grow and become unmanageable, too big and too large to manage. And it does remind me of two particular phrases, two particular sayings. Number one, don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. So if you can get off that nail today, get off that nail today. And the second one is, God loves a trier. Give it a go. If you fail to get off the nail, if you fail to make things better and they just stay the same, at least you gave it a good go. But I reckon you have a good chance once you actually start doing things, once you put action into place, that it can lead on to other things and you can generate a bit of momentum and get off that nail. The answer to your problems and the strength to deal with them are within you. I hope that helps. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.